This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Kai Rizdal. A story now from the Marketplace desk of the fine print is there for a reason, you know, specifically a phrase in a lot of the contracts that consumers sign to get cell phones or credit cards or almost anything these days, really, a requirement that those consumers give up their rights to trials, you know, in court and everything, in favor of individual arbitration. It sounds simple enough. According to a series of articles in the New York Times, though, it is anything but. Jessica Silver Greenberg shared the byline. Jessica, thanks for coming on.
Good to be here.
We have all signed these contracts, right? I mean, you have, I have. It's not like they're new.
That's right. These contracts that include arbitration clauses are in virtually everything we sign. It's almost impossible to wake up and go through your day without colliding with one. So they're definitely not new. Tens of millions of Americans sign them.
Let me play average American consumer for a second.
I go to
sign up for whatever it is that, you know, whatever company includes one of these clauses in its contract. I see it and I say to myself, oh, I'm going to sign it because I want this phone or I want this service. And really, what's the worst that could happen? I mean, come on, right?
Right. You're like Patricia Rowe, the chiropractor in our story. Mm-hmm. She saw this $600 cancellation fee. She starts asking around. She ends up realizing that people in three different states are complaining about this charge. So then you find a lawyer, and if they're a smart lawyer, they'll look at your contract first, and they'll probably turn you down.
Right, because they know what you've signed.
Yeah. Exactly. So you're kind of just out of luck.
And you go on about your business and you're disgruntled against corporate America forever, right?
In essence. Yeah, something like that.
Yeah.
But then there are worse examples, right? I mean, you know, let's say you check your loved one into a nursing home.
Yeah.
And you think that nursing home has been negligent, or your loved one dies, or they're abused, or in one case that we looked at, sexually assaulted twice in 2 days by two separate residents. And you want to bring a case and you sue. Let's say you get that far and the nursing home says, sorry, look at this arbitration clause that you signed. And then you don't have the benefit of a jury. You don't have the benefit of a judge. You're taking that to a private proceeding. And I think many of the regulators that we spoke to, one of the things that is most irksome, worrisome for them is that those proceedings are private.
The response by the companies, of course, I imagine there are two, one that's said and one that's not, right? The one that's said is, you know what, arbitration gives people a chance to settle things at low cost and lets them have access to the system. And so there's that one. But the other one is, you know what, if you don't want Netflix, if you don't want this AT&T contract, don't sign it.
Right. We heard that throughout the reporting is, you know, who needs a class action when you can easily get your dispute resolved through arbitration? Well, when you look at the data, it just doesn't bear out. So between 2010 and 2014, 500 people, a little more than 500 people, went to arbitration for a dispute of $2,500 or less. Mm-hmm. So if you think about tens of millions of people being covered by these clauses and only that small fraction going to arbitration, you're probably, if you can't form together as a class, you're just going to give up. The second point is, you know, yes, you could say, I object to this idea. I'm not going to get a cell phone. I mean, when it comes to cell phones, 99% of cell phone providers include this. So if you want to be a Luddite, sure, you don't have to sign a clause. But for the most part, these are things that we rely on for our daily lives.
The piece is on arbitration in the New York Times, are co-bylined by Jessica Silver Greenberg. Jessica, thanks very much for your time.
Thank you.